Yeah, I'm actually really excited about the upcoming year. Like, I'm gonna get a 2-bedroom apartment. I'm gonna actually have a craft room. I'm gonna be able to like organize all of my stuff so that I'm not cluttered, and I'm gonna actually be able to like know which project I'm working on. Girl, I'm so excited.
Have you start looking for places again?
Yeah. So now I have I go on a tour tomorrow at
Yes.
5, and then depending on how that works. So okay, it's two places. So I'm going on a tour tomorrow in Jersey City. So I might stay in Jersey because it's like a brand new building with like it's a 2-bedroom. It's like so nice. It's so nice. And it's like perfect. Everything's perfect. It even has a balcony.
Come on.
Girl,
Outside.
a 2-bedroom with a balcony.
Come on.
A brand new apartment building, like it's so perfect. Okay, so there's that in Jersey City, which is like, I don't know, 15 minutes away from me here. So it wouldn't be that bad of a commute to work. And then there is these other apartments that are in Harlem. And I met this really nice realtor, and he was like really trying to help me. And I was like, you know what? But he was putting too much pressure on me. I was like, it's too soon in the process. Like, let me just call you back when it gets closer to my move out date. So I looked at his website to see what apartments that he had available, and he has like some nice ones too. Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, at least you know if you decide to go with Harlem, you have a kind of friend over there already.
If I move to Harlem, he will never know. He will never know.
Until y'all see each other at the grocery store.
Oh my God. Wow. I forgot you live there. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's right.
I didn't even know that. I have forgot.
Totally
So,
forgot.
well, it's good to see you.
Right, girl, dipping. If, yeah, he will not know. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna. And of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right. So let's go ahead and let's review that phone call. So I haven't talked about moving in a minute. And yeah, because I like had no updates. Well, actually, no, I do have like an update about how I got kicked out of my apartments, but that is another story for another day. I think I'm gonna do a bonus episode here soon. So probably in a few weeks, I'll go into more detail. But yeah, now that I got kicked out of my apartment, my move date or my move out date has been moved up from what July when I was supposed to move out, and now my lease is up on March 31st, so that's coming up next month. So now that it's getting pretty close, I started back looking, and I don't know. I don't know. Like I was telling my friend, I don't know if I'm going to be living in Jersey City. I don't know if I'm going to be moving to the city. It's still very up in the air. It really just depends on like if I called that realtor in Harlem, and we missed each other over the weekend. But anyway, like it really depends on like how I feel about the apartments that he shows me, or any other areas of New York, that he shows me. It really just depends. And then I'll make my decision. So I don't know, like I don't know where I'm going to live, but I do know that I'm going to have 2 bedrooms. Like that is not, this is not even something that I'm willing to like have any wiggle room on. Like I must have 2 bedrooms and I must have a balcony. Like this is like must. So we'll see. We'll see. And I like only thing I know is that like my craft room is going to be like I know like the idea that I want to like decorate it. Like I really am excited about having like a creative space that I want to like kind of I want it to me to like walk in and I just like feel like the energy shift, and I just like feel like I'm able to get into like my creative bag and like go in there and just like get shit done. Like I'm so excited about that. So I have a lot of ideas for my craft room, but more to come on that once I actually like sign a lease and stuff like that, and then I'll like follow up with you guys. All right, guys, it is time for this week's hot dog topic. Hot dog topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. So, there had, like, you guys, I have been wanting to talk about this for weeks. I have been wanting to talk about Kanye West for weeks. But I think that one time Rihanna announced that she was pregnant. And so obviously, like, I talked about that instead. And then, like, last week, I didn't even do a hot dog topic. So, like, things have been, like, crazy around here. But today, I am talking about Kanye West. All right. So a few things have been going on. Today, like, I'm actually recording this on the day of the Super Bowl. So, like, there's a lot of brand new information that is, like, sorry. I can't even, like, keep it together because Kanye is, like, actively on Instagram right now. Just wilded. So, you have to bear with me because this is, like, coming in as he posts. Okay, so there's, like, Instagram. Okay, let me go back. A few people on my list who can do no wrong, like, you guys, I have been saying this for years. People who are close to me know this very well. I have a list of four people that absolutely can do no wrong. Number one on that list, Beyonce. Duh. Okay. Number two on that list, Wendy Williams. I don't care. Like, I'm just telling you guys, I don't even care what you think about this. Like, Wendy Williams can do no wrong. She is amazing. She is hilarious. She reminds me of my grandma. Okay. She reminds me of, like, an auntie of mine as well. Like, I just love her. She could do no wrong. Number three, Kim Kardashian. And this is pre Kanye West Kim Kardashian. Like, I have been, like, I wouldn't say, like, a stan, or I wouldn't even say a fan, but I just love the Kardashians, like, the entire family, but particularly Kim. Like, I've always, like, thought she was, like, the funniest and stuff. So anyway, Kim Kardashian. And then Kanye got added on, like, late. Like, Kanye is, like, the latest person who was added to that list. And, like, he really, like, got up there on my list because when they got married, honestly. And so anyway, I love him regardless. But yeah, Kanye is, like, the fourth person in my book who can do absolutely no wrong. Okay, so I feel like a lot of people feel that way about Kanye West. Like, I don't think that he's ever going to be canceled. You know, it's just, he's Kanye West. You know what I mean? Okay, so cool. But a few things have been going on. Obviously, like, Kim and Kanye are either, like, going through a divorce or they're already divorced. I'm not too sure. What I really wanted to talk, I have to talk about these Instagram posts right now. Like, I'm trying to, like, hold off on that. But what I really, really wanted to talk about, you guys, is the fact that Kanye, first of all, okay, he's dating, what's that girl's name? I don't even know her name. I forget her name. But Kanye's dating that one girl. And Kim is now dating Pete Davidson. And that's just so odd. Like, it's not odd for Kanye to be dating that one girl, but, like, it's really odd for Kim to be dating Pete Davidson because, like, first of all, he's 28. I don't know if you guys realize this, but Pete Davidson, he's 28 years old. And Kim Kardashian, I think she's 41 years old. So that's just, like, you know, off. But, yeah, so that's happening. And, you know, Kanye is not really excited about that. At the same time that he's dating this girl, he really wants to get his family back or whatever. So, like, he's been, like, really turning up on everybody, like, letting us know that he really wants his family back together. And one of the things that, and so sometimes he'll go from, like, being, like, super upset with Kim, like, you know what I mean? He's like, I cannot believe that Kim has Northwest on TikTok. Like, I did not allow this. And you guys, that is what I want to talk about because I really, 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 like, hope that it does not get to the point where Kanye gets Northwest to delete her TikTok, because I will legitimately be, like, sad about that. Northwest's TikTok is everything that I imagine happened in rich kid world. You know what I mean? Like, remember this one episode I was talking about, like, I just want, like, what's her name? Blue Ivy. Like, I just cannot wait until Blue Ivy gets old enough, because I feel like Blue Ivy's gonna tell it all. You know what I mean? Beyonce's so private, she doesn't tell us anything. And, like, Kim and everybody else, they're, like, they were super private, like, when Kanye and Kim were, like, together. But now that they're not, like, I see that Kim is, like, letting, you know, she's showing the kids a lot more than they used to. And so now we have, like, this, like, glimpse into the their lives, and it is just everything that you would expect it to be. Northwest does rich kid shit, and I live for it. Like, I must see more. Like, I love her TikTok. I think I wrote down some notes on what she does. Let me see here. A few things that Miss North... Okay, so first of all, Northwest is a fashionista, okay? She is not playing with y'all when it comes to the fashions. She is on there putting together whole outfits. She's put, like, I don't think she does a TikTok, like, you know, herself. Like, she probably has somebody to do that. But, like, I fully believe she's putting those outfits together. And, like, the little girl can dress, okay? So I love the little outfits on there. Like, I have to see more of that. She and Chicago have the cutest, like, sister bond. It's so cute. Like, I grew up having two sisters. So, like, you know, we used to play Barbies together. Like, we used to play and everything like that. So, like, seeing Northwest and Chicago, like, play Barbies together, it's so cute. But, y'all, their Barbies have Fendi shoes. So, like, again, they're rich and we're not. So, like, it's just, like, everything that you would expect kids to do, but rich, but also Kardashian West level. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, over the top. Like, their Barbies wear Fendi shoes. I love it. You're also getting, like, a low-key tour of their house. So, like, North will be, like, in the closet showing her outfit. And it's, like, her closet looks like an entire, like, it's probably an entire bedroom. Like, she has a bedroom that's a closet, you know? Like, it's just, like, this is how they live. It's just so interesting. Like, you saw, they did a lot of holiday TikToks by the tree. So you saw, like, their family room and stuff like that. I think they have, like, a film room that they watch movies in. Like, this house is nice as fuck. Okay. So you're also, like, getting, like, all these, like, great details of things that you knew already, but you just had to see for yourself. So, like I said, I love it. I really, really hope that Kanye just chills out on, like, taking Northwest's TikTok away, because I know I and, like, plenty of other people will be, like, quite hurt behind this. So that's what I wanted to say. Then, okay, so back to this Instagram thing. Now, I always take the things that any celebrity does, like, with a grain of salt, when they are about to, like, have a project come out, when they're going to have a movie come out, when they're going to have, like, something is coming out, right? So keep in mind that Kanye West is dropping Donda 2, his second, like, Donda album or whatever. He's dropping it next week, okay? Like, what, from this episode, it'll be 8 days that he drops it. So this is, like, something that's so common that people do. This is something so common that Kanye does. You know what? I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we have this whole album coming out and, like, you know, and he's, like, having, like, all these things go on, right? He's, like, did y'all see that video of him, like, dancing all weird with his girlfriend? Like, that was just so weird. Like, they're just doing some weird shit. And, like, it's funny, but it's, like, in the back of my head, I'm just, like, not taking any of this seriously because he's promoting his album. You know what I mean? But these Instagram posts. So the reason that I was laughing so hard is because literally, like, I haven't checked Instagram in a few hours. And since the last time I checked Instagram, Kanye has posted 5 more things. And he is going in on Pete Davidson. And I'm so sorry to be laughing. Like, I'm not laughing at Pete Davidson at all, but it's just, like, somebody come get Kanye. Somebody come get him. He posted earlier, like, he has this picture of Machine Gun Kelly is pouring some cereal or popcorn or something, and Machine Gun Kelly has his pants off. It's, like, it's a silly picture, but y'all know Pete Davidson is a comedian, so, like, he is silly, you know what I mean? And I love SNL, so, like, I've loved Pete Davidson for a bit, you know what I mean? But he's super silly. So, of course, Kanye is posting this picture, like, making fun of Pete, but at the same time, it's, like, dude, it's Pete Davidson. Like, this is what he does for a living. He's goofy. You know what I mean? So, like, he's posting, like, all these pictures. He's posting screenshots of Pete Davidson texting him. And the picture with Machine Gun Kelly pouring the cereal, he was like, you will never meet my children. And then, okay, let me go into these past 5. Okay, so this, he took Northwest to the Super Bowl. I saw that. And then another one he has, Yandy memes, this is what this means. Okay, he's talking to a meme page. I don't know what that means either. Hopefully they let him know. Another post, is that a picture of, is that 50 Cent? Okay, he posts an upside down picture of 50 Cent. I don't, like, literally, what is he talking about? Like, and he puts the caption says legendary. Let me look at the comments so maybe people can explain to me. Yeah, he put 50 upside down. I'm sorry. I have no clue what he's talking about. Apparently people find this funny, but yeah, that's happening. A third post is Pete Davidson again with with a, it's on the SNL skit where he's doing the news, and it's, he has that MAGA hat on that says "Make Kanye 2006 again." So Kanye posts that picture. It says, "Make all black people vote one way. Sit down. Yeah, you don't have the right to be outside of the box. We put all black celebs in the prisons, and we put 25% of blacks in. No, you can never meet my children, boy." Like, that's what the caption says. The next caption is this a McDonald's commercial? Okay, it seems to be a McDonald's commercial. Okay, and the last post, he's in a McDonald's commercial. Cool. See, guys, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, no, and this is like my live, like, I'm telling you guys, I did not see these posts. I had no clue that he posted himself in a McDonald's commercial. How great is it to be a free? Yeah, he's pulling up to McDonald's, ordering food from the drive-thru. That's what I'm saying, like, you have to take all this shit with a grain of salt. Like, yes, he's doing all of this because he is Kanye West. Kanye is Kanyeing. But also, he's promoting a McDonald's commercial today. Like, all of these posts that he posted today, like, millions of likes. You know what I mean? And he's got everybody's attention. And what does he do? The last post of the night, he posts two McDonald's commercials. Wow. So, yeah, like I said, just never to forget that he is promoting things. He is promoting his albums. But anyway, if anything, Kanye definitely made Instagram entertaining today. I was cracking up. These posts are funny. Let me see. He has a total of 23 posts. I would say a good, 20 of them are from today. Like, he's just going off. So if he doesn't delete them, y'all just, like, go take a look. It's pretty funny, but also at the same time, like, that is some serious stuff for his, you know, kids to be going through. And I think Kim Kardashian made a very good point just wrapping this whole thing up about Northwest TikTok. Kim said, you know, the kids are going through a lot. You know, their parents are not together. You got, like, all this stuff going on. You know, the kids, they just need some kind of, like, normalcy. And right now, TikTok is doing that for North. So as far as Kim is concerned, like, no, North is going to keep the TikTok or whatever. And I think that's a really good point because, like, that's very true. North is the oldest, you know, she like understands things a lot more than the other kids. And I know this is not easy for her. And so, yeah, if TikTok brings her some source of just like joy and laughter and, like, you know, where she can just be herself and have that outlet, then let Northwest do that. Okay, so this would not be hot dog topics if we did not make this about dogs in some way. So, yeah, back to Northwest TikTok. So the Kardashians have, like, always been a family that love dogs, right? I know that Kylie has, like, a whole lot of dogs. I love her. I don't know what kind of dog that is, but I think the dog's name is Kermy. So cute. But anyway, so, like, yeah, they love dogs. Kim has, I don't know if it's two or three Pomeranians, but, like, Kim and Courtney got some, like, sister brother Pomeranians, like, some years ago, and, like, I know Kim still has the dogs, like, so one's name is Sushi, is the other one's name Saki, I think, so. I forget, like, they have three, I think two or three, and one's name is Sushi for sure, but anyway, so, like, yeah, those dogs are super cute. What else? Oh yeah, North has a lizard. It's super funny because, like, whenever they're on TikTok together, like, Kim is, like, very clearly very scared of these lizards. One is called Bean and one is called Cheese. So yeah, like, those are the lizards. But y'all, again, back to rich people shit, the lizards have their own custom-made Skims, okay, custom-made Skim clothing that they have made for these lizards. It's It's amazing. I love it. I love it. And then lastly, let's see. Oh, they have a cat. I think there was a cat one day in the TikTok, and I feel like that was at Kim's house. So it was a white cat. I don't know, like, what its name is or whatever, but like, yeah, definitely love seeing the animals on the TikTok as well. Want to see more of the lizard and the lizard fashions. Yeah. All right, you guys, so before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to tell you how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at @thesingledogmom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And right now, if you're listening on Apple Music or Apple Music... oh my God, I did this last week. If you're listening right now on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor, you guys, and tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. Thank you. Okay, quick announcement, you guys. Please check my website, really, for real. Like, go over to www.singledogmom.com. Click the shop. I have updated plenty of bandanas. I think I have a total of 6 bandanas now. Also, happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Shout out to all the Valentines, the Galentines. I can't wait to see all the engagements, all the cute stuff going on Instagram today. But, okay, I know it's Valentine's Day right now, and I'm going to let Valentine's Day finish. But I want to let y'all know that St. Patrick's Day is coming up next month. Okay. And if your dog is not wearing green, I'm going to pinch it. So I have the cutest St. Patrick's Day bandanas right now in my shop. Again, www.singledogmom.com/shop. And get your dog or your friend's dog or your mom's dog or somebody's dog, y'all. Get them a St. Patrick's Day bandana because, first of all, it's just cute. Okay. So you're going to get on there. You're going to see the bandana with the pot of gold and all that kind of stuff. Swipe and you're gonna see Luke in a bandana, y'all. Like, Luke is the cutest little thing in that bandana. So yeah, if you would like your dog to have their very own St. Patrick's Day swag, go get it for him. Head over to the shop. Again, that's singledogmom.com/shop. Okay, we are wrapping up the topic of personal beliefs. So week one of personal beliefs, we talked about mental health and marriage. And week two, we talked about, that was last week, we talked about like my husband having my back. And then today we're going to be talking about, I guess I want to say, like, bringing things up and like how we address things, but also like, I'm just going to say that. Okay. Bringing things up, like how we address things. So, I will say, for me, I like to address things right away, at least in my marriage, like how it was, like, I liked to address things right away. I thought that it would not cause confusion later. You know what I mean? I would just be able to like be very clear about whatever. And, you know, like, I was just able to say it. There were no surprises ever. You know what I mean? Because I always like said how I felt in the moment. Now, my ex-husband was the opposite of that. He did not really address things as they arose. He did not see like any point in like what he would say is like mentioning the small things. It was just small, like whatever. You know what I mean? And like I said, for me, it was helpful. I think it was helpful because it didn't like cause any problems later, but like with his outlook on bringing things up, I think what he would do is there were things that he probably wanted to bring up, but he didn't want to seem like he was, you know, bringing up small shit or whatever, you know? And so he would just hold it in until later on he would just like blow up on me because he was holding all that shit in, you know? So, like that was what, happened. So the couple of times it happens where he like blew up on me. And by the way, like when I say he blew up on me, I don't like, we never had any like, like physical abuse or anything like that. Like, I'm just saying like he blew up on me, just verbally. And so I would always just be like, dude, you're keeping all this stuff in. Like, you're talking about something I did like 2 weeks ago. If that was on your mind 2 weeks ago and it was a problem for you, you should have said it then. Like, I don't want you to ever think that something is too small to bring up to me. I really want you to tell me what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to just tell me. I think that that helps me so that I'll know, like, you know, like, to either work on it or that's something that like is really important to you. You know what I mean? And so that's something that we would struggle with together. So a few examples of this that I think are like the most relevant. And I actually said last week that I wasn't going to talk about cooking or cleaning, but today we're going to talk about cooking and cleaning. I think there were a few times in our marriage that like I simply like do the math on it. I worked more than he did. Like as far as there being 24 hours in the day, I was working more than him when I was at the job that homeboy stole the $12,000 for. I worked, you guys, no less than 70 hours a week. Like, it was crazy. It was crazy. That job was crazy. I was working all the time. His friends had a running joke that I actually didn't exist. Like, that was a joke amongst his friends. Like, oh, he's not married. He doesn't really have a wife. Because I would actually, like, never come around. Like, I did not know any of his friends. I didn't meet his friends until I quit that job. Like, that's how it was. And then there was another time in our marriage where, like I said, I did quit that job, but then I got another job that it was like regular. Like, I worked about 40, 50 hours a week. Like, it was like cake. And then, but I was in school full time. So again, the job I had before then where I quit, I was working super long hours, super long days. So working more than him because he would work regular, like eight and a half hour days or whatever. And then the other job that I had when I was in school, like I was also working more than him because I was like in school. This is a fact. Like, I'm not like just saying shit because I'm lazy, but I'm like, what I'm saying is I would bring this up to him. And that's what I said. Like, I would say this like often because it was just true. And I would just get home and I was tired. And then like the last thing that I want to do when I get home is like clean. The last thing I want to do when I get home, I'm hella tired, is cook. So like, why can't you cook? Why can't you clean? I personally think that during those times in our marriage, I feel like I did at least 70% of the cooking and cleaning. Homeboy didn't even know how to wash my clothes. Like, that's how much he didn't clean. Like, he didn't wash clothes, like, or know how to wash clothes. Let me see. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me write this down. I don't want to forget something I want to bring up. Anyway, so I felt like I was doing more of the cooking. I felt like I was doing more of the cleaning. So like I said, there would be so many days that I would get home and I just felt like, God, now I have to clean and now I have to cook, or I have to like make time to do this tomorrow or over the weekend or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I need your help. I need you to like jump in here, you know? Like I said, that traditional shit, like I was saying this last week, that's out the window. Dude, I'm working more than you. You should be cooking. You know, and I'm not saying all the time. I'm not even saying like, you know, have something like every single day, but like, you know, damn, like help me out. Let's plan something. So those were times that I just felt like it was all on me. And it was very hard for me to let this go. I'm not trying to talk shit about this man. Like I said, it's all of it, to be honest, is water under the bridge. I'm just telling the story, which I think is important because it was my life and it was like a lot of years of my life. And so that's why I'm like going back to recall this. But like, as far as I'm just saying this, but I'm again not trying to talk shit, like want to be clear. But so one time when we got back together, remember I said we separated for like 9 months or so. So for 9 months, he lived in his own apartment. And then those last 3 months, when we got back together, I moved into his apartment and I put mine on Airbnb. And so I moved into his apartment and it was a one bedroom, all wood. Well, all of the living area was wood floors, and his bedroom was carpet. And so one day I was cleaning, and I said, "Hey, like, where's the broom?" Because I was looking everywhere for like normal places where brooms are, and he was like, "Oh, like, I don't have a broom." And I was like, "Okay, so like, where's the vacuum?" And he was like, "I don't have a vacuum, bro." Like, Luke, he had Luke like during the time that we were separated. Luke sheds entirely too much for you to not have a broom or a vacuum. I have Luke now, obviously, and you guys, I have a regular vacuum. It's a pet vacuum, like the big vacuum. It's like for pets. I have a Roomba and I have a broom, and I literally use all three of them every week. Like, I don't see how you can live in this apartment for 9 months and not have a broom or a vacuum or a mop and not have had a housekeeper or anything. Like, you know, I'm saying that to say that not only did I feel that he did not want to help me clean, but I just don't think that was something that was important to him, you know? And it's just like, that is a problem. And so, yes, I'm going to continue to bring this up in our marriage. I'm going to continue to bring this up because this is so important to me. And like, yeah, like we have to clean in here and we have to cook in here, you know? And so, like, I hope that made sense. I'm just like saying that, like, I think that our, like the level of importance that we placed on cleaning and cooking and like, you know, things that needed to be done were very different and understandable too. Right. Because like, whatever, however we grew up, but like just very different. All right. So let's see. The last thing that I wanted to mention was like the solutions that we had for this. Right. So one solution, well, he had a solution of like, he would be like, "Well, Shayna, just clean up after yourself and I'll clean up after myself. And then if we just clean up after ourselves, then, you know, we won't have to like worry about cleaning." Like, you know, and I'm like, okay, totally understand that. But here's the thing. Like I said, if I'm working hella hours during the day, you know, like 14, 15 hours a day, when I get home, I want to go to sleep. When I wake up, I'm a night owl. So I used to take melatonin to go to sleep. I used to spray my pillow with lavender spray. Like, I used to do everything to try to go to sleep. And I would always wake up late. And he, like, thing is, like, he saw me doing this. Like, he saw me, like, really trying to go to sleep. And I just could not, I would not go to sleep until, like, 2 a.m. And I had to be to work at 6 a.m. And so, yeah, I would wake up late all the time. And so when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm, like, rushing out of the door, like, flying out of here. Do you think I'm about to take any extra moment to put my makeup away and like put the like curling iron? You do it. You know, I'm tired. Like, I'm like just trying my best to like go to work. Why is it that, like, I was telling him, like, why is it that you can't just clean up after me? Because the reality is that I clean up after you. Like, if he doesn't put his stuff away, I'm just gonna put it away, dude. Like, I'm not like, and that's the thing, like, I wasn't trying to like go tit for tat with him and be like, "Hey, that you didn't put that away. You didn't put that away." Dude, if he left his, I have this thing about like keys going on a rack. So like, he would never put his keys on a rack. If he put his keys on the counter, I just put them on the rack. Okay. If he like put something in one place and it like very obviously didn't go there, I would just put it in the place that it goes. So yeah, I'm like asking you for the same thing. Like, why is it that like, you just can't like put the curling iron, like the curling iron away? Why can't you put my makeup away? Like, it's easy. So that was his solution. And I, you know, I was willing to do that. But at the same time, I was like, you're going to have to understand that I'm not able to do that all the time. And that's why things get dirty. And that's why things need to be cleaned. And the same things happen for him. You know what I mean? So my solution was super like old school and childish. Y'all, we used to do this when I was a kid, but it worked. I told him that we needed to get on a schedule. So I grew up with two older sisters. We used to have days that we rotated. Like, I would clean the kitchen on Mondays. You know, my sister would clean the kitchen on like, or the bathroom on like Saturdays or whatever. You know, we had days that we rotated cleaning the kitchen, vacuuming the house, you know, cleaning the bathroom, stuff like that. And we hated it because, like, you know, especially on days that we had to clean the kitchen after dinner and we were just like super tired, like, we hated it. But we held ourselves accountable for that. Like, that was our responsibility. That was like, if it's your day to do the dishes, like, sure, you can like trade with me or something, but like, it's your day. You know what I mean? And it worked. And I'm like telling him this, I'm like, you know, I know it sounds silly and I know it sounds like hella childish, and actually it really is, but like, this is what it's come to because our apartment's dirty and I'm hungry when I get home and I work more than you. So I like actually can't do these things and I need your help. And so I was just trying to like have some accountability, you know, with it, with like the things that we needed to do in the house. And it just, it never happened. And so because of that, I would just have to constantly bring it up. So yeah, that's what happened, you know, when we used to have those conversations about, you know, things and I would just like not let shit go. Yeah, that's what happened. And at the end of this, I like to think back about, you know, what I could have done differently at that time. And on this one, I will not lie, I am torn. I don't know what I could have done differently. And I don't think that I would have done anything differently. I'm asking for help. I'm asking for, you know, you to acknowledge that I am actually like, you know, working a little bit more than you, and I have less hours available to like do things like cook and clean during my day. So, you know, these are things that I'm bringing up. So I don't know how else I could have done that without just like telling him, you know? But again, water under the bridge, child. It's all good. All right. So that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for the topic of personal beliefs. Next week, we are coming with a brand new topic. It is going to be about friends, family, and finances. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye.